At 6 minutes past six, time to look at developments on the market. It's all green with the All Share Financials, Resources, Industrials, Gold, and the Top 40 ending the day up. Heriana Capital Advisors founder Petri Riddelinghuis joins us on the line. Good evening, Petri.
Good evening, Tumisang. Thank you for having me.
You've noted that it's a big day on the JSE in terms of performance and value. Talk us through that.
Well, okay, maybe I spoke a little bit too soon. I mean, the value traded through the market today. So what caught my eye initially was the value traded. We traded 31.2 billion rand for the day. Now, this feels a little bit like the days of old, but the market did really good volume. We've been trading, you know, about a third of that for the better part of this year. And now, over the last couple of weeks, we've done about 22 billion on average. Over the last few weeks, which is picking up. And then today we hit 32, which is kind of like it was back 2 years ago. Mm. However, the rest of the market was actually a little quiet, I won't lie. Just the most active stock was Naspers, trading a total of 12.9 billion rand. 41.5% of the total volume traded on the JC was Naspers. So maybe it wasn't that big in value. It was mostly just Naspers. But performance-wise, we still did pretty well. The top 40 index up 1.3%. Resources ran. We've got Anglers up 2%. Billiton up almost 3%. Exxaro up almost 5%. Kumba up 5.5%. It was a big day for those for resources. You know, commodity, I mean, banks not doing too badly either. 1.8% up on First Rand. Financials doing well. Retail is under a bit of pressure. But overall, a very, very strong day. It feels as if there's a lot of buying happening on a broad-based sort of basis. There's not a lot of fear in our market. Well, it didn't feel that way today, at least.
I mean, you mentioned the word fear, and we've seen reports from just this week where nerves are reported as South Africa awaits rating decisions from Moody's as well as S&P. And we know that the MPC is meeting this week, and we'll get that outcome from the Reserve Bank about the latest decision on rates. There's also CPI coming out tomorrow. What happened to those nerves? Are they non-existent, or the market is just operating as it does on its own?
No, I think that the nerves are there. I was actually talking to someone about it yesterday as well. So, you know, it feels like there's not a lot of fear. I mean, they're just buying SA Inc. today. That's kind of what it sounds like, except the retailers got a bit punished. But mining companies did well, banks did well, industrials did well. I think that we're seeing a lot of posturing and positioning before all this sort of big important news, the most important of which, of course, on Friday being the ratings outlook. I mean, we've had the Rand trade very volatile today, actually. I mean, it was trading at 14.14 at one point. It's now back at 13.99, or just breached 14 now again, 14, the 0001 at the moment. So I think it's just volatile. I think that we've got a combination of things. We've got people, you know, getting out of the market, getting out of the way, not wanting to be in a position where they are exposed to risk should there be an unexpected outcome to the ratings outlook sort of ruling or, you know, decision on Friday. And then, of course, you've got people also getting into the market, taking positions on, well, you know, what they've taken a view perhaps on what they think is going to be the outcome or what's the most likely outcome, and they're sort of taking positions ahead of that. So I think that we see this volatility. We're going to see this volatility in the Rand for the rest of the week as we have quite a bit of uncertainty, and I think that volatility filters through to the rest of the market. Also, I have to sort of note as well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average at the moment up 73 basis points, S&P 500 up 67 basis points, NASDAQ up almost 1%. So, and that at the same time, you know, we've got the VIX down 7% at 9.86 at the moment, so that's almost 7.5% down. So on a global scale, globally, markets are, you know, back on the charge, absolutely. And, you know, we're just, I suppose, running with that a little bit.
I also saw a report earlier today basically alluding to the fact that a ratings downgrade for South Africa has already been penciled in the market. Do you agree? Talk us through that bit of news.
Well, I think it is possible that it could be. I'm not one to believe that things are ever really cruelly priced in, but I think that there is a large expectation that we will be downgraded on Friday. And I think if you look at stuff like the credit default swaps that South Africa is trading, we're trading at similar sort of prices and levels as where countries like Turkey is. And also, I think that there's quite a few comparisons being drawn between South Africa and Brazil after Brazil got downgraded. a little while ago, their market has actually doubled since then, and their currency and their economy has recovered relatively well. So I think that perhaps there is a fair amount of it's been priced in, it's been expected. I do still think that if we do get the double downgrade on Friday, that there will be a bit of a knee-jerk reaction, especially in the currency. But perhaps there's not that long-term follow-through of multiple weeks of our market just getting hammered. I think that maybe from that perspective it could be priced in. But I do think from a risk perspective, if you look at the way the bonds are trading, if you look at credit default swaps, it seems as though participants in those markets are at least expecting the worst.
Thank you so much for your contribution. We'll have to leave it there for this evening. Petri Rilanges with the day's market wrap right here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM. Of course, Petri is the founder of Heriana Capital Advisors.